During his vacation this month in Texas, President Bush has been taking side trips to promote his programs. Today, he travels to Independence, Missouri to push his education reforms. Commentator Matt Miller says that such events offer perfect photo opportunities, and no one should underestimate their potential impact.
Some people laugh at the images President Bush is peddling this month. You know, as he clears trails, works the ranch, reads to school kids, and gapes at the Rockies. But consider this. In 1983, the Reagan White House was upset about polls showing 2-to-1 disapproval of Reagan cutbacks in school aid. Michael Deaver, President Reagan's image guru, ordered up a communications blitz. For 6 weeks, Reagan did a series of events stressing excellence in education, with pretty backdrops in schools across the country. Presto! Polls thereafter showed 2-to-1 public support for Reagan's approach to education. This without any bothersome change in Reagan's education policy at all. Even Reagan got bored with the repetition this strategy involved. He'd get on the plane, look at the speech, and complain to Deaver, "Mike, I'm not going to give the same speech on education again, am I?" "Yeah, trust me," Deaver would reply, "it's going to work." And it did. Keep this in mind as Bush rolls out his August tributes to communities of character. It may seem like a vacuous bromide or at least a surreal non sequitur when Bush gazes at the Rockies and says he sees a grand vision embodied in these mountains that we can teach our children right from wrong. But these little day trips from his Crawford Ranch are producing headlines like "Bush emphasizes teaching of values to children," "Bush begins fall push for traditional values," and "Bush emphasizes values and respect on visit to Colorado." The pictures we see on TV only reinforce the message. Bush imagemaker Karl Rove knows his man is headed back to Washington after Labor Day for a number of showdowns on important issues. Polls show Democrats are more trusted for now by the public to do the right thing on education, Social Security, Medicare, and the minimum wage. Rove is using this interlude to reshape Bush's image from tax-cutting GOP zealot to thoughtful man of heartland values. You can laugh if you want, but Democrats are fools if they think it won't work, or if they fail to appreciate how this will help Bush in the fall policy wars. It's time Democrats recognize that in Bush and Rove they're up against political skills of the highest order. The more Democrats underestimate this team, the less likely they are to develop the new muscles and ideas they will need to win.
The comments of Matt Miller, a nationally syndicated columnist and senior fellow at Occidental College in Los Angeles.